was cool.
While y'all was going through Miss Mustache,
yes,
I was having my own stuff today. I was incepted.
Co-pastor Mustache.
Y'all ever co-pastor Mustache?
Co-pastor. He was co-pastor.
Like, I was out buying stuff, you know, for the wife. And
beautiful, beautiful. That's good.
See, that's why I didn't buy shit. If you, that's right there.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
What the hell?
Because I was accepted. I know, Brandon, you've been married. You rocked the ring for long enough. You haven't been accepted. What I'm talking about accepted is, and I'm glad I got a male and female here on mic, so y'all can both describe to me why you do it and have you ever went through it. You out, you're buying stuff, you're about to go get something. And what Tasha did is not ask for something. She put the thought in my head, like the movie Inception, to get this thing instead of asking for what she wanted. Y'all ever had that? Where it's just like, all right, hey, I'm finna go get something to eat. What you want? I'm gonna get whatever you go get. Well, I'm going to Taco Bell. No, I don't want that.
Oh, hell, I don't want that.
Well, I was in agreement with you until you said Taco Bell, so therefore I gotta...
I'm just saying, just tell me what you want. Yeah, what you want? I don't know.
Because we don't want to be a burden. Also.
That's a goddamn lie.
That's a goddamn... It's more of a burden if you just tell me what you want.
It's more of a burden when you don't tell me what
all,
you want.
You should know.
Why should I just see this? I'm glad I got both y'all here because I wasn't off base.
I'm gonna tell you what I think. I just should, now. Truthfully, the matter is there are certain delicacies that I know my wife likes. My wife likes
delicacies.
Terms. She likes ramen noodles, the chicken and the beef flavor, and I know that she likes grits.
Chicken and beef.
She likes grits, sweet with sugar and the butter on them. I know that she like when I'm cooking breakfast in the morning, you know, whether I'm making myself my steak and eggs or whatever. But all I know is I don't have to ask her what she wants because she likes the bacon and egg cheese sandwich. So I know that. But there are some times where I would prefer that, hey, how about you just, you know.
Why don't you just tell me? I don't want to wake up and play a game of Clue damn. Every goddamn morning.
Tell me.
Why don't you tell me? You know what it turned out to be? I still don't know. Thus, lack of food.
School. But I think that's because women have a lot of variety. I know my wife knows that nine times, it depends on what restaurant we go to. My wife already knows what to order me, whether I go use the restroom or if I go anywhere. Over, you know, she already knows, okay, you know what? I got all this time to order my food, but I know that he's going to want, if we go to a IHOP, she knows that I'm going to want T-bone steak, medium rare, cheese eggs.
Nah, but
like
here go the difference. If you tell me where we're going, I'm making the menu in my head. Okay, they got this, 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 and this. All right, I want this, 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 and this. There you go. Go get it.
Here's a question for you, Brad. Why? We can go to, say, a restaurant like Taco Bell or KFC or McDonald's or Burger King. Now, you and I have been living in this city for a long time. And I'm almost, and Japan, they pretty much got the similar
menu. It's the same shit.
Why
it's
then
a franchise.
Do women... When it comes to a restaurant, they know what's on the menu. You get up there. Do y'all have?
And I add. Oh, let me.
Why
add,
is that?
Let me add to that.
What? Why?
Especially a restaurant like Taco Bell, where everything you order is the same. It's just in a different shape. Everything has meat, cheese, a tortilla, and less.
Why do women do
that? It's just in a different shape. Everything you order from Taco Bell looks exactly
the
same.
It is McDonald's. The nationwide restaurant that everybody can relate to.
Ain't changed
international
the
restaurant that everybody can relate to.
Ain't changed the menu.
In a long
in
time.
80 years.
And y'all get up there and y'all say, do y'all have
the newest?
Maybe we think they updated they, you know.
But
that's
you
a goddamn lie.
No, they haven't. We have McDonald's ever updated their menu.
Sometimes they do.
Here's the only time they update. They bring the big rib back.
That's what I'm saying.
Year.
Even if they update it, it ain't something that
it
was on the menu that wasn't there
back.
Before. What? Can't y'all just, you know what? Because I know me. Before I get to the window, I already know what I want. Before I get to the checkout station, I know what.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I have been drunk and ordered shit and got what I wanted when I was sober. All right, give me a number six, extra cheese.
What do you go to Coney Island and looking for the rally burger?
No. But I also still want to see the board there too, even if I.
Is it just the board?
Even if it's the same one I go to every day.
Now,
still
it makes
now,
a difference.
The original question is, why? Why? Why?
All right. So let me get this straight. We agreed that they ain't changed the menu ever. And somehow in your brain, they just go, our number six is up the streets number one. Watch out, nigga. My quarter pounder is actually 2 pounds slighter than
2 pounds shy
of the shit you really want.
So be careful now. You might not be as full as you would have been last week. Watch yourself. Watch yourself.
The McDonald's on country, but be, they be hating on people. They only give you half pound right. Of shit.
Our bacon is a little thicker. I always wanted that.
I always wanted that. Man,